So how to get Hot Girls Part 2. So we've discussed how there's a lot of factors you can't control. That's why it's a numbers game. The solution to all the factors you can't control is numbers game. Approach. Never blow out by losing your honor. If they're not open for business, fuck them off. Let's assume they are open for business. You've gone up to them, you said hello, whatever. Told you have to be yourself, because you ain't gonna be anyone else for any long period of time. You're now a G, you're now a high value individual, so being yourself is gonna be valuable. Let me tell you something. Imagine I did a course on how to play piano, but we never actually played piano. We just sat here and talked about pianos, how pianos work, the basic rules of piano, the infrastructure of pianos, the different types of keys there are, blah, blah, blah. When you sit in front of a piano, are you gonna be able to play the piano? No, you're not. And it's the same with girls. I can only give you so much advice. The only way you're gonna get good at getting girls is to start getting girls. The reason I'm the best is because I've been through, I don't even know how many women. I don't know how many approaches, I don't know how many situations, I don't know how many turnarounds, how many shit tests. I've been through it all. Because I speak to lots and lots and lots of females. So the easiest way to get good with females is to speak to lots and lots and lots of females. The easiest actionable piece of advice I can get you to get good at getting girls is you need to be speaking to one or two new girls a day. Now, the coward's way is Facebook and Instagram. But every hot girl, their inbox is already full of people. It's very difficult to differentiate yourself from everyone else in that inbox. So that's not really the best way. You need to be interacting with 2 to 3 new females a day. They haven't got to be that hot. They can be 6s, 7s, whatever. But you need to be interacting with them one way or another. If you interact with 2 or 3 new females a day, every day for 3 months, you're going to have a different quality of game than before you did so. You're going to have the girls who are rude to you. You're going to have the girls who want to talk. You're going to go through it all. But let me give you some basic tips and tricks. The number one thing as a man you cannot do in any situation when it comes to females or anything else is compromise your honor, compromise your respect. So for me personally, I'll tell you how I do it. Let's say I get a lot of girls from social media nowadays because my Instagram page is off the chain. So you can tell by my Instagram page, if you know me, I'm a fun guy to be with. Females only want fun. It's all females care about is fun. So my Instagram's a little bit intimidating. So I remove the intimidation factor. I talk to them for a little bit. Within an hour or two, I'm saying WhatsApp. Now, when I ask for their WhatsApp, it's because it's more personal than an Instagram page. Instagram's for everybody. WhatsApp's for people you really know. So it's an escalation point. And either they agree and give it to me, or at this point, there's some points of contention. Now, if there's some points of contention, some small ones, I don't mind it. They might say, why do you want my WhatsApp? And I'll say, oh, my Instagram's slow on my phone. I make up some shit excuse. Because they want me to have some bullshit excuse. They know my excuse is bullshit. They know why I want it. I say, my Instagram's slow. If they say, oh, if they contend again, oh, but I don't have to give my number out, I'll just say, okay, no problem. That's it. And then they'll go, okay, so what are you doing today? Bang, that's the conversation over. That's it, done. They lost their chance with me by not giving me their number when I demanded it. That's how I roll. Let me tell you something. Leave them on scene. Leave them ignored. She wants you more than ever. You can come back to her 3 months later. If you come back to her a week later, she's going to give you attitude. You can't do that. You got to leave it for such a long period of time she genuinely believes she was forgotten about. This is the abundance mentality. I'm talking to so many females. If I ask for your number after an hour and you're not going to give it to me, I don't want to talk to you anymore because you're too much fucking work for me. I ain't got time for that shit because I'm going to fuck someone today anyway. I'm at that level, so I don't really have to play your fucking game. If they give me the WhatsApp, that's an escalation. Within another hour or 2 hours, I'm looking to arrange a date. I am not the guy who sits there talking away. That's how you end up in the friend zone. I'm not that guy. Let's go for coffee. Oh, really? So soon? And then I'll say something like, well, you think you can get to know someone over messages? And they'll be like, well, no one says yes to that. I go, no, but you know, we just started talking. I said, well, you're not going to ever know me and I'm never going to know you. You seem too complicated for me to work out over WhatsApp. That's what I'll say. And they'll either go, okay, and we'll start out a date. Or they'll go, some other bullshit. Oh, well, you know, I just gave him the. If it's more bullshit, I say, okay, no problem, and ignore them. That's how it is. Because I deal with so many females. For me, it's a numbers game. I have so many females on my phone, I can't possibly reply fast enough. So I don't give a fuck. I don't care if you're a 10. You want to play these games with me, I'm not playing them. I don't play the games. Because you can never sacrifice your honor. So any female I've ever interacted with, even ones I haven't fucked, could not go through the history of our conversations and find anything that compromises me as a man. Keep that in mind when you're writing shit. That's really important. Because women only want to fuck guys they respect. They don't want to fuck any other guy. They don't want to fuck handsome guys. They don't want to fuck. They want to fuck guys they respect. And if you sacrifice your respect, then she doesn't want to fuck you. So why do you want to meet her? You always keep the end goal in mind. Why do you want to go on a date with this girl? Is it to be her friend? Is it to buy her dinner? Is it to listen to her stories about her fucking other dickhead friends? Or is it to fuck her? Because if it's to fuck her, then you need to keep that in mind and not sacrifice your respect. If you have to sacrifice your respect to get her to come on a date, then she ain't gonna fuck you anyway, so why do you want the date? You don't. So don't forget the fucking end goal. So to learn, you have to learn about yourself more than you have to learn about women if you want to get good women. You have to know what your strengths and what your weaknesses are. I know my strengths, I know my weaknesses. There's very few, but I know what they are. You have to learn about yourself if you want to learn about women. Imagine I told you to go out into the world and find the best apple you could find. If you come back and you've been and you've had one or two apples, you've looked at one or two apples, and you tell me which one's the best, is it the best apple in the world? Well, no, because you've only fucked around with a couple apples. So what do you know what a good apple is? They might all be bad apples. You don't know. Is that the biggest, juiciest apple you could possibly find? No. Whereas if you went out there and you fucked around with millions of apples, and I said, give me the best apple you could find, you're very likely to know a lot about apples and be able to identify an apple that's better than the rest. And women are exactly the same. Women are exactly the same. A lot of people want to learn game not to fuck endless numbers of women. A lot of them want to learn game to get a woman who respects them and looks after them and wants and is worth marrying. Well, if that's the case, game is more important than ever. Fucking a bunch of women is fun, yeah. But if you want a real wife-quality woman, you need to tear through a whole bunch of women to find a good woman. I know what a good woman is because I've fucked so many girls. I've had so many apples, I can identify a good apple straight away because I've had so many. If I've only had 3 or 4 apples, what the fuck do I know about apples? You don't know shit. And that's why game's so important nowadays, because if you stand any chance of even surviving in a traditional relationship, man, woman, marriage, whatever, you still need to have game. You still need to play the field. You still need to fuck a whole bunch of girls before you identify what a good apple is. I never get played by girls because I can identify the kind of girls who are going to try and play me. People say, oh, you got money. And how do you know they don't just want you for their money? Because I'm not a fucking moron. Because I fucked 1,000 gold diggers and 1,000 girls who aren't gold diggers. And I can spot it from a mile off. I can smell it. You think I'm fucking stupid? Because I have experience with apples. You gotta get experience in this game. So the most important thing for how to get hot girls is experience. I'll tell you a story about a man called Luke the Man. Luke the Man worked with my brother in a coffee shop when Tristan was 18, 19, in a Pret in the airport. Now, nowadays, when me and Tristan, when we want to go on a pure get girls mission, this is let me diversify from this story quickly. Nightlife in general is shit. Nightlife is boring. Guys don't care about clubs. We don't care about music. We don't care about dressing up. We don't care about drinking. It's all garbage. Men only go to nightlife to fuck. We want girls. If someone were to say to a guy before he went on his night out, there is a 0% chance of you getting laid tonight, would the man still go? Most men would say, oh, I don't care then. I'm not going to go. It was the old school way men used to get girls. You know, nowadays there's more efficient ways, I guess, if you want to live on the internet, whatever. But that's how it was. That's what nightlife was based around. Pussy came, guys try and get the pussy, guys come and spend the money, da 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 da. So nowadays, when me and Tristan go into a club, if my brother goes to me, let's Luke the Man this club. What that means is, let's just go up to every girl, let's get the numbers or blow out with every chick and leave. Fuck the drinks, fuck the music, fuck the fun. When I had no money, I never used to go to clubs. I didn't have money to waste. And I was also training, so I didn't have much time to waste. Club would close at 3. I'd walk in there at 2 o'clock when everyone was already drunk. I'd identify the 5 hottest girls in the club. I'd go up to them and talk some shit to all of them. Walk away with 2 phone numbers, and I'd go home. That was my nightlife done. I was there for fucking 35 minutes. Nightlife over. Next day, trying to get a date. So that's what we used to call Luke the Man in the club, because the only reason we'd go out was to get girls. So most men would go out, hang around with their friends, drink beer, build up their confidence, all that garbage. When you're a G, you don't need none of that shit. In, to the point, out. Hit 4 or 5 nightclubs in a row, leave with fucking 5 or 6 phone numbers, done. Hey, if the girl was particularly receptive, then you'd stay in the club trying to take her home at the end of the night. But if she's staying with her friends or da-da-da and you don't think she's gonna fuck, you just get the number and leave. But there's a few times I turned up at 2 o'clock, sober as a judge. By 2:45, I'm walking out with a bitch. Because that's how I roll. So why do we call this Luke the Manning? Well, Luke the Man was one of the pioneers of the game. Luke the Man taught my brother a lot about the game. Way back when. So this is about 11 years ago. My brother worked in a coffee shop in an airport. One of the guys he worked with was called Luke. Luke was from the Ivory Coast Republic, one of the poorest countries in the world. Black as night, ugly as a motherfucker, broke as a joke, working in a coffee shop. But no matter the female, no matter how ugly, old, no matter how beautiful, no matter what, if they'd come up to that counter to get coffee, he would lay some game on them. He'd say, "You're so beautiful, baby. I will give you a coffee, a special coffee from Luke, Luke the man." He used to call himself Luke the man. And my brother used to sit there and go, "This guy's a fucking joke." Every single girl, he tries this same dumb shit. And at the end of giving them their coffee, he used to ask for their phone number. Every girl. Now, 90% of them told him to fuck off. 10%, he got their number, he didn't fuck them. Every once in a while, he'd bang a real ugly one, whatever. About 2 months after my brother worked there, the guy, Luke the man, came in one day with a picture of a Hungarian girl who was a fucking 10. Like a porn star, 10. Naked pictures of this girl. And Tristan's like, who the fuck's she? He goes, "Yeah, I spoke to her at the coffee shop." He's like, "No way did you get that girl here." He goes, "Yeah, 2 days ago I got to her. I was at her house last night." Tristan could not believe it. Like, how the fuck? This girl's a 10. You're the ugliest, brokest black dude I've ever known in my life. Your teeth aren't even straight. How the fuck did you bang her? He's like, "I'm Luke the man." He's like, "I don't give a shit. I'll talk to every girl with confidence. Every girl with confidence. I'm mixed race. I'm half black, half white. This is the one thing the brothers have over the white guys. Black guys don't need money to get laid. Black guys can be broke with one leg. They still get laid because they're confident and they don't give a fuck. That's how they are. So black guys, you got to worry. But here it is. He fucked a 10 out of 10. How many 10s have you fucked? You're probably sitting there going, 1, 2. No, you've never fucked a 10. My 10 and your 10 are different. You've never fucked a 10. But Luke the man has. Luke the man's fucked a 10. He has less money than you and he's uglier than you. And he can barely speak fucking English. How? Because he didn't give a shit. Because Luke the man's a G. Luke the man has confidence and he'll talk to any bitch. That's how you gotta be. Luke the man knows about girls. Remember that story.